We discussed last week the concept of letters and vowels. And we mentioned at the end of the shiur that there are 10 vowels, which we're not getting involved with now, but there are 10 vowels. And then there's, besides for the 10 vowels, there's something called a shva. A shva, the two dots that we find under a lot of letters. Two dots, one on top of each other, not in the side, that's a tzeri, but two dots like that. That is that's called a shva. And that we said that is not one of the 10 vowels, and that's what I'd like to talk about today in today's shir. Probably for the next year and possibly one after that. There's actually halacha in the Rambam. I know as Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam. There's a Rambam, and it's actually Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Zechus Kriyishma, v'lo yoniach hanod, v'lo yonid hanoch. Let me run that by you again. V'lo yoniach hanod, v'lo yonid hanoch. That was not Chinese. That was the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? The word nach means to rest. Right? Nach is rest. Right? Like on the Shabbos, nach means to be rested. And nod is the same as moving. It says by Kain, nav a nod. Nod means to move, and nod means to move. So synonymous with the word nod with a dalet is nun ayin, which means to move. So there's something called a shva nach and something called a shva na. Those are two types of shva. A shva na and a shva nach. The Shulchan Aruch here is saying that a person has to be careful to differentiate between a shvana and a shvanach, and by doing that, you're actually fulfilling halacha and shulchan aruch. What is a shvana and a shvanach? Now, as we mentioned, a shva is not a vowel. However, it either precedes a vowel, opens up the syllable, so to speak. It goes right before, and it's connected to the letter before, or it's going to be connected to the letter after. Okay, now, just interesting thing to keep in mind, in the mystical writings, now I got your attention, in the mystical writings, the Kabbalistic Sfarim, there's actually a machlekes, if a shva is in higher level than the rest of the vowels, or a lower level. A lot of Sfarim say it's like an Eved. He's, like we said, either before or after a vowel, but he's not strong enough, he's not a higher enough level to stand on his own. The Maral ever says the opposite, that actually shva in mystical writings is a higher. In the world, so to speak, a shva is considered a higher level. That's why the Torah starts with a shva, bereshis, and ends with a shva. The word Yisrael, we'll talk about eventually, but the lamed of Yisrael has nothing under it. That really is the same as a shva nach that we'll talk about in the future. But like we said, the Torah starts and ends with a shva. But the idea is that a shva does not stand on its own. It either precedes or follows a vowel. It's like for the word shma, the vowel of the word is the mem, the patach, shma. And the shin is proceeding, is opening up the next syllable, and that's called a shva na, shema. You connect it to the next letter. As opposed to some shvas, which are finishing off the syllable, and they will be following letter, for example, the word yifteh, just for example, the pei in yifteh. For that matter, the dalet in the word echad, the shva isn't written, but really the dalet, you hear the dalet, right? Echad, you hear something, but there's no vowel to it. That's called really a shva nach. So a shva, which is not heard, is a resting shva. That's called a shva nach, the resting shva. And then a shva, which moves, which you hear a sound to it. And the way it's accepted in most circles is that the shva is similar to a eh sound. Like in English, for example, if you want to lashevet, right, you say sit, S-I-T, eh. That's a segol is an e sound, a tzeri is an a sound, and a shva is a I sound. Englishmen say it a little bit different, but the idea is basically the same. It's an I sound. It either, like we said, it either will precede the sound, so it's either shema, or we'll see other ones where it actually follows the letter and doesn't have a sound at all. Like the word echad, or Yisrael, or yifteh, or avraham, where the shva is not pronounced, it just is the letter itself and it's finishing off the previous syllable. And we'll get more about this next day. Thank you.